Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 5, we were taught that a Christian's life should be consumed by proving that we are in the Word of God by the way we live. Let's continue with that thought today. Now, faithfully be obedient to the Word of God in both the do's and the don't. Okay? And somebody has said, there's not any do's and don'ts. Thou shalt not kill. You say that's not a don't? Okay? Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit. That's a don't. If you're down on anybody that has a standard that says don't or says do, understand, if they're going by the Word of God, you're the one that's kind of weird, not them. Now, you may be normal to the world's sake, but in heaven, that is weird. And that's where you live forever if you're in Christ, is in heaven. And it beats the lake of hell by far. Okay, that lake of fire there. Now, in Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world. Now, let me just say again, I've said this before on our broadcast here. Conformed. Be not conformed to this world. What in the world does that mean? Conform is seeing an outward thing which one truly tries to emulate. For example, a musician, a young guy trying to learn his guitar or how to play a drum or something else, goes to a rock concert and sees how a person plays, and he tries to emulate the way that he plays. I knew a man that was just, and this is many years ago, I hate dating myself, but he loved Chet Atkins' guitar style. And so he actually got trained and learned that style and did it very well. Okay, that was conforming to that image of how to play the guitar. He was emulating it. That's what the idea of conformed is, of that it's associated with. And what it's associated with. Now, we know that a rock concert with all the filth and everything else, that is associated with the devil. So what do? You see people trying to take the messages of God's word, and many times not even God's word, but religious, and try to use that music in the church. God hates it. God calls it abominable. It's not right. But you know, you see it in other things as well, not just that. I see Christians buying these little crosses with the Jesus on it, and they feel like, oh, it's great, as if it's going to bring them good luck. Our faith is not built on good luck, my friend. And so what you're doing is you're conforming to the religion of the Catholics. And if you're going to carry something around your neck, carry an empty tomb, okay? Because our Savior's risen. He's not dead. The sin is paid for. Don't put him back on the cross. He paid it all already, and there's nothing you can take away or add to that. So be not conformed to this world, but be a transformed. Transformation is something that starts inside and works its way out. Transformed is metamorpho is the Greek word, okay? And that's that idea. It's a metamorphosis where you start changing from the inside and it goes all the way to the outside. Transformed by the renewing of our mind. How do you renew your mind? In the Word of God, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So your life should be consumed by proving, no matter what your vocation in life is, no matter where you live in this life, that you are in the Word, meditating on it, and then asking God to direct you so that you can prove by your life what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Because if it's good and acceptable and perfect will of God, it will never contradict with the Bible. It will be supported strongly by the Bible because it's built on the Word. It's not the Word built on it. Now, we know our redemption is in Jesus Christ. And our responsibility, therefore, since we are bought with the price, the blood of Jesus Christ, our responsibility is to him, not the world. Now, third thing that we see here in verse 19, and we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. Oh, can you grasp that? This world teaches a doctrine that's so false. What? People are basically good. No. You're born with a sin nature. You're not basically good. Good in the matter. There's only one good, Jesus said. Now, Jesus doesn't lie, and I think you know that. So since he doesn't lie, there's only one good, that is God. So we know our relationship has to be to God. Verse 19 again. And we know that we are of God. It is he that's made us, not we ourselves. Been born again. How? By the blood of Jesus Christ. So we know we're of God. He is our Father. In John chapter 16, verse 27, Jesus said, "For the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me and have believed that I came out from God." So we love God because he first loved us and gave himself for us. Being of God, we know that God is holy. He is the complete opposite of the world. We that worship him must, let me say must, worship him in spirit and in truth. The new nature worships God in spirit and in truth. That is the very Holy Spirit of God. The old nature does not do that. It has what they think is a worship service, but it's the old nature and the spirit of the world, the devil that goes about as an angel of light that 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 through 15 describes. And by the way, in case the question is coming up in your mind right now, yes, I have preached this in my own church on several different occasions, this doctrinal truth, okay? So don't think that, oh, he's doing that in radio, but not his church. No, I've done it several times. You can go and hear it recorded, okay, in a church service. Matter of fact, I've preached this sermon in church service, so you could go back and get this sermon, find out, you know, if I've done that. So again, we worship him in spirit and in truth. That worship is to be holy. Today they have their Starbucks in church, their donuts, they're dressed for recreation. They hear a rock concert and a sermonette from a preacherette on the purpose-driven philosophy of adopting the world into our worship and our daily social lives, condemning doctrines of holiness, separation from the world and separation unto God, and faithfulness to his house. What a shame it was. I don't know about in your area, but I know there's happened quite a few places around this area. Some churches closed for the Christmas weeks, couple weeks, some closed Sunday night. I wonder how the day that's supposed to be set aside to worship the Lord and the time of his birth, we say we're celebrating his birth, and people go out and celebrate it with spirits, that is a drink of the world. They go out and avoid God's house and do all kinds of things in honor of the name of Christ. I mean, how filthy can we get? What if I, and this is going to be crude, so I'm going to warn you right ahead, this is crude, okay? But I'm going to tell you, imagine you love your mother, she's a special person, maybe she's with the Lord now, but boy, she was faithful and a great example. And I say, we're going to open a house of prostitution in honor of your mother, for she inspired us. And she inspired this house. You'd be ready to kill me. Rightly so, may I add. That's the way God feels about this contemporary music trying to honor his name. I'm not going to apologize for that, by the way. So if you write me to get an apology for it, one is not forthcoming. Isn't it interesting? 50 years ago, we called it tribal religion. tribal, not because of the color of the skin. I think, well, I tell you what, Nell, I know some folks that say they believe in separate but equal, but I really think in many of those cases, they think they're superior, and they're not. They're usually inferior. But I think Martin Luther King hit it right on the head when he said, it's not the color of the skin, it's the content of the character. And I think that's, look, Asians are racist, blacks are racist, whites are racist, Jews are racist. There's a lot of racism goes on in this world today. Now, there are certain ways in which things aren't wrong. For an example, I'm prejudiced to a certain football team. I'm prejudiced maybe to a certain baseball team. So I'm for the other teams to lose when my team's playing them. Now, that is not a filthy thing. That is not that I'm so against those other teams. It is I'm for my own team. Okay. If a black American is boxing a white German, I'm going to pull in those Olympics for the black American every time. Okay. So let's be careful with some things, the accusations. You know, the Bible tells us that Satan is the accuser of the brethren. Now, I didn't say that. God said it. Now, you can call God a liar if you wish, but boy, that's a stupid thing to do. Look, Satan is the accuser of the brethren. The most time that you're like Satan when you go around accusing. So again, 50 years ago, we called it tribal religion because they were people that had created religion without the knowledge of God, and the very base depravity was manifested in them, and some of this came out. And so those people needed to be saved. They need to be saved from the uncivilized, satanic, inspired worship, things such as voodoo and other things. Now today, it seems like we need to be saved by the satanic, inspired, so-called educated people that are still doing this satanic inspired religions that go on around the world. Now, it was never dignified. Rather, it was thought of as a need that we have evangelization and revival. My friend, that is still true today. But you see, our churches are saturated in America, as well as other churches around the world, with the deceit this devil has been able to bring the flesh and the devil within those doors. And even with false doctrines that are out there, for an example, Calvinism and easy believism, and on we could go.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says,